George Romero's 1968 horror movie, Night of the Living Dead, about a community overrun by flesh-eating zombies, is regarded in film circles as a classic. It spawned sequels, including Dawn of the Dead, as well as remakes and spin-offs. Bob Mondello says none has been quite as lively as the comic British version that opens today. It's called Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun and his slacker friend Ed are used to staggering home from the pub at closing time and staggering back out the next morning, so you can't really blame them for not noticing when other Londoners start looking equally dazed. The folks at the bus stop are just staring a little more vacantly into space than they usually do, after all, and if the headphone-wearing teenagers are drooling to a beat only they can hear, how different is that, really? Still, you figure the light has to dawn when Shaun and Ed come upon a woman lurching to toward them with her eyes rolled back, but it doesn't quite.
Oh, my God. She's so drunk.
Oh, I think she likes you.
Shut up.
I think she wants a cuddle.
Listen, I'm serious. I've just come out of a relationship.
As Shaun struggles to avoid what he thinks is an attempt to kiss him, Ed runs inside the house and returns not with a weapon, but with a camera.
And hold it there.
Eventually, the boys realize the city is crawling with zombies, and that to get through them to the pub that night, they and their friends will have to appear to be living dead. Happily, one of those friends is an actress who uses a zombie impaled on a tree as a teaching aid.
Now, take another look at the way he moves. Remember, Valen. Look at the face. It's vacant with a hint of sadness. Okay, let's try, shall we? Liz. Nice. Good vocal work. Okay, Ed.
What is that?
What about yours?
Hey,
you died in my teaching of the zombies.
Cluelessness under pressure is good for quite a few laughs in Shaun of the Dead, as director Edgar Wright and his star and co-writer Simon Pegg make sure that the characters don't give up their quirks merely because flesh-eaters are after them. Shaun, for instance, collects old vinyl LPs, and when Ed discovers that they can be used as zombie decapitators, they still have to cull through them. Wouldn't want to scratch Purple Rain, after all, when there's a Batman soundtrack to toss instead. The fun thins out a bit toward the end when a big horror finish is called for, but it's worth sticking around for Shaun of the Dead's credit sequence, which is filled with clever uses for any living dead relatives you may have lying around. Never know when that might come in handy. George Romero, after all, is said to be working on another Dead sequel. I'm Bob Mondello.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can hear any story from today's program or previous programs at npr.org. Just click on Archives. Find out about the music you hear on NPR and discover new music. Visit All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show, at npr.org. This is NPR.